the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. A new study suggests that eggs can help lower your cholesterol.
That runs counter to decades-old advice to limit egg consumption because it can raise your risk of heart disease and stroke. But now a paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition adds to the growing evidence that eggs are actually good for you. Researchers say while the popular breakfast food may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat, which is believed to be the real driver of cholesterol elevation. The study suggests that eating eggs as part of a low saturated fat diet can boost your health. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Police say a New York man has used a Morris County Day spa as a front for prostitution.
Roxbury Police and Morris County Law Enforcement recently carried out a search at New Paradise Spa on Route 46 in Kenville. Police also raided the Flushing Queens home of Bumsuck Lee, turning up a large amount of cash among evidence. The 67-year-old Lee is charged with promoting prostitution and money laundering. A 43-year-old woman was also charged with engaging in prostitution, a disorderly person's offense. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew is set to meet with Jersey Shore mayors next month, following word that shore communities won't be getting federal beach replenishment funding this year. The Press of Atlantic City reports the meeting will take place August 26th. It's the first time in almost 30 years that zero money has been earmarked to pump sand onto beaches to prevent erosion. Van Drew says he will push for beach replenishment funding next year. The feds normally allocate between $100 and $200 million annually. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And what's the weather looking like? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Warm and sticky tonight with some clouds. There will be a thunderstorm in a few spots. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Not as hot for tomorrow, but it will still be humid with some sun followed by clouds. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, especially during the afternoon. And the flash flood risk will be increasing throughout the day. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, which will lead to flash flooding in some spots. Lows in the mid-60s. Some lingering rain and flooding issues into early Friday, then drying out during the afternoon. A high near 70. I'm Brian Thompson.
And here we are at 87 in Phillipsburg, 91 in Princeton, 93 Cherry Hill. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.